Welcome to the Fuller Money Audio Commentary. This is David Fuller on Thursday, the 19th of October, recording at 8:16 p.m. British Summer Time. Now, first the highlights. Global stock markets mixed slightly down in here. Bit of a consolidation going on. And government bonds a little bit easier in here today. And a more important story for today, a US dollar weakness. I didn't put that in today's interesting charts. I should have, but I've already posted the report. But this looks interesting. If you're interested in currencies, again, check out the library, and I'll put something up. I'll certainly put something up tomorrow. And a weaker dollar was a bit of a tonic for the metal prices, as you might expect. Gold currently up 840, and that's well, I don't need to run through all of them in here today, but that's 598.60 has been up 10 at one stage, but they were all up. The industrial metals are strong, and it never rains what it pours. We also have the price of oil up here today, currently 85 cents. Okay, where are we? Well, I said consolidation. I do think that we've got a little bit of a, well, it's obvious we have a little bit of a pause here in stock markets, or for many stock markets. And it's hardly surprising that they would be due for a bit of a consolidation. But we have not seen very many markets put together, let's say, a couple of days downward dynamics. We had some downward dynamics, what was it, on Monday, small, Monday or Tuesday, but small moves. And the most important point I could mention overall, Owen and I, as you know, look at an awful lot of markets, and there really aren't any stock markets that are unraveling. And what we do see, though, is a lot of strength and some pauses in that strength right now. But equally, if I wanted to list every stock market index that's still been hitting new highs in here, well, most of those would be emerging markets, some of the Eastern European markets, so on, but there's still plenty of strength around. So that just suggests to me that it's still really a quite bullish environment overall, and therefore any wobble or two that we get, I think, is most likely to be confined to just a consolidation, as I've already said. Now, that doesn't mean that there aren't problems out there brewing. Well, there always are. It's kind of a little bit like the hurricane season, isn't it? It's things are forming out there, and they may come into land, in which case we've got a bit of a problem, or not. But I my view is that they will eventually cause problems. What might those be? Well, it's not oil at the moment, although I do feel that we're near an important low here. I think it's more than that. I think we've begun the bottoming out process, and I wrote a little bit about that in here today. And what is also occurring, of course, is the bond market rally appears to be over. And that means the yields are gradually moving upwards once again. And else, if I had any positions in government bonds, I'd be short. But I've been playing what I think are some of the top trends in motion right now, and leveraging those positions up a little bit, but it's really an environment where I feel spoiled for choice. So what else to mention? Well, I think the energy is the weak energy prices at the moment are the bullish factor here for the global economy, and they're helping to keep bond yields from pushing back up too quickly. But, as I've already said so many times before, the move downwards by oil prices gives the global economy a second wind, at least everybody but oil producers, and oil producers aren't doing badly anyway. But that growth, that synchronized global economic growth, will create inflationary pressures all on its own, and then we have this phenomenal demand for industrial resources, and we have this crop problem for corn and also for wheat, which is pushing up some of the basic foodstuffs. So the inflationary pressures will certainly pick up. It's just a matter of how quickly do they do so and so on. But we will monitor it every single day for you. You can be certain of that. And hopefully we will stay a little bit ahead of the crowd rather than chasing it in terms of understanding what's going on here. And the secret to that, incidentally, is just observation. Just look at what's going on. That's what the library's for. And that's what we spend a lot of time doing. And I wish I spent more time in the library. It's always time well spent. And in this business, that's money in the bank. Okay. So, precious metals. We had a little bit of a breakout here today, led by silver. Well, actually, the breakout had occurred earlier in the week, led by palladium, and I mentioned it at the time. But this is good action here today on silver. What I did, because these are still in broad trading ranges, and because there is still a bit of nervousness around, I have been first. I've been conservative in the post my post natural gas trading period, and therefore I haven't always rushed in when I've seen favorites like silver and gold quite weak. I've been a little bit more conservative, but I've nibbled away, and now I have in the money stops. Those are quite close, so there's a high chance, a high possibility that they will be stopped out. But more importantly, as far as I'm concerned, I wanted to get back to my more conservative and gradualist trading tactics, and rather than take too many, well, I'll put it this way, go for discipline over bravado. And so what I've done now is that I've put in those in the money stops on the precious metals. Actually, I've got them for pretty well everything but palladium. Palladium's my one position where I'm still a little bit under the water. And that was the last rollover price, the position I've been holding the longest of what's currently in my portfolio. Everything else is protected with in the money stops, which I've been edging upwards and did so again today. But now, with those in the money stops and that little breakout in the silver and gold, if that breakout is maintained, let alone extended, I'm in a position to increase the exposure without risking so much. So that's the strategy, and you've seen me use that strategy with the Aberdeen New Dawn Investment Trust quite recently, and I've done it also a little bit with the ANW, that's the Aberdeen New Tie Fund. And I'll continue to do that until the environment changes and I get stopped out, or until I get nervous about the environment changing and start to pull some of those positions out. Okay, anything else to mention? No, I think that's it, so I won't I won't chatter too much. I'll just say all the very best. Roll on Friday.